Yana Timanandasya Jnanam Chana Sharakaya Chakshuman Nilitam Tena Tasmai Sri Gurave Krishna Prashta Dipani Srimate Bhakti Nidhanta Swami Jaya Se Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Siyateta Kadadhara Siva Godam Bhaktam Goda Bhaktam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dharma, Hare Dharma. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And again, everyone.
Hare.
Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Charane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vaskatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, tonight, we will complete our presentation of this pastime, wherein Krishna is being bound by his mother. But where did it all begin? Do you remember? Well, Brajarani Yasoda Devi was aware that Krishna was very, very naughty. And while performing her household activities, she began to think, all the other gopis are preparing butter for Krishna with their own hands. And therefore, their butter is so sweet. Yes, actually, they were preparing their butter for Krishna. And therefore, he was going daily to steal it. She thought, but I do not prepare with my own hands. My servants and my maid servants do it. From today, I will personally milk the cows, put the milk on the fire, and make sweet yogurt. This was her meditation. I will do everything for my son by myself. So we heard already that Yasoda had tied Krishna up, and her friends and she had happily returned to her house to clean up the storeroom and to remove the broken yogurt pot and to clean all the yogurt which was flowing all over the floor. So everything was peaceful. But then a shocking disaster occurred. No one could have ever imagined that those two strong trees could fall. Far away, the residents of Gokul heard that fearful sound of the two trees falling. Was loud like thunder. And because of that great thundering sound, they all fell unconscious. And they remained unconscious for an hour. During that time, the two demigods were fortunate enough to offer their prayers and then to depart to the north for their own homes. And then everything was quiet. And the Brajabasis returned to consciousness. And they speculated on what was the origin of that terrible sound. They recognized that thunder without any clouds in the sky indicated something very, very inauspicious. And so they went swiftly running to the spot where the two trees had fallen. The sweet taste of happiness that Brajarani Yasoda Devi had been feeling with all the ladies, had they it suddenly disappeared. Shocked and fearful of another calamity. They all rushed towards where Krishna was. And arriving there together, they saw the two fallen trees, and everyone was full of anxiety. And fearfully, they said to one another, without a great wind, without heavy rain, without a thunderbolt, and without being pushed by elephants, how on earth did these two trees fall down? When they first saw the huge, powerful trees lying there, they thought perhaps that Mother Earth was offering dandavats to Krishna with the arms of these two trunks. The split open trees and the ruptured earth looked like the gaping mouth of the lower planetary systems, with their massive branches rising up. They appeared like two huge snakes who were desiring to go in different directions. The two trees appeared like the two dead bodies of the demons Madhu and Kaitava that had been thrown to the ground by Lord Vishnu himself. The residents of Braj speculated. They said, for a long, long time, these two trees have stood here without troubling anyone. But now, due to old age, the roots must have become rotten and they have toppled over because of the weight of their leaves and branches. But upon closer examination, we see that this is not the reason, because the roots, branches, and the leaves are all fresh, healthy, and hard. In various ways, they tried to evaluate the situation, and they saw Krishna standing between the two trees, calm, fearless, and free from any danger. Although only a small child, he looked like a priceless jewel ornamenting Mother Earth and assuring her of protection. Seeing him, the Brajabasis thought, what is this? How did these two trees, as big as a cowherd man's house, suddenly fall down without being pushed by the wind? In 1 second, they could have crushed and killed Krishna. But instead, he stands here peacefully between them, looking as fresh as a newly formed rain cloud. It is our greatest good fortune that nothing has happened to him. The cowherd men were greatly disturbed, considering what could have happened if by chance these trees had fallen on Krishna or the boys. And although this time they had been certainly protected by Lord Narayan. And there he was, just standing there, so peacefully. How could such events happen? considering everything, the cowherd men were doubtful and bewildered. And then, pointing to Krishna, covered within the leaves, the young boys spoke up of their own accord, even without being asked. He did it. He did it. He did it. Out of excitement, they could not even complete their sentence. How did he do it? He pulled the mortar and it went sideways in between the two trees. And it couldn't go there. And then the trees fell down. And the boys continued to describe how Krishna had pulled the mortar between the trees. And the Brajabasi saw the marks on the ground of the mortar. But they still could not understand nor accept what the boys said had occurred when Krishna was just a small baby. How could he possibly do this act? Although they saw and they heard, they could not accept. And so they contemplated on and on who had made the trees fall and why. Was it the work of a devata? Was it the work of a demon who did it? And why did they do it? And how was it possible for someone to uproot these trees when there was nobody here? It was most disturbing. And meanwhile, seeing that Krishna, who was surrounded by the branches and the trees, was also tied to the grinding mortar, the Brajabasis came in very close and anxiously surrounded him. And then his father, Nanda Baba, came forward, and Krishna began to cry very loudly. And as his father calmly smiled in order to comfort the boy, he kept repeatedly kissing his face, and asking him what had occurred. Although he was already very well aware of the cause of his son being tied up. "Son," he said, "this is terrible. Who was the wicked person who has tied you to this grinding mortar?" With a choked voice, little Krishna whispered in his father's ear, "Baba, it was mother who did it." Yasoda had already told Nanda everything that had occurred, and he already knew what had happened, but he didn't want to speak of it whilst alone with Krishna. He was surprised that Krishna's mother could have bound her beloved child in such a way. After all, Krishna was exchanging love with her. So how could she have been so cruel as to bind him to a wooden mortar? Nanda considered that since this almost turned into a disaster, Yasoda had acted in a foolish, unreasonable way, and hence he felt some disgust, and he asked no more questions. Considering Yasoda's foolishness, he did not speak of it to anyone else. of course, Nanda also understood the sweetness of this loving exchange between Yasoda and her son. And he understood the depth of her motherly affection. She had acted only, exclusively for his benefit. Glancing carefully over little Krishna's limbs, Nanda smiled to make his boy happy, and he carefully untied his son. Your mother, upon whose lap you prefer to mine, has bound you up because of a small offense. And now, I will release you. Just as only Yasoda was able to bind Krishna up, Nanda was able to unbind him, for Nanda had a similar love for his son. By Krishna's arrangement, he did not notice the huge pile of rope that had been used for tying him. It was only those Gopa boys who were playing with Krishna who had not fainted when the trees fell down. They had remained fully conscious and witnessed the two devatas who emerged from the trees. They saw them offering prayers and respects to Krishna, although they could not understand anything that those divine beings said. They experienced the sweetness of the pastime. They did not become frightened, but during this exchange, they remained standing there, watching, immobile, witnessing what was taking place, but unable to move, just like painted pictures. So when the cowherd men had asked them what happened, and they had described everything that they had seen, they said, Krishna was going ahead in order to play. He was dragging the mortar behind him. He wanted to go between the two trees. The mortar got stuck. It was caught at a crooked angle between them. And then Krishna tugged the mortar. And this made a cracking sound inside the trees. And then the two trees broke open. And suddenly they fell down to the earth with a thundering sound. Cut, cut. And then two huge great men, shining like fire, came out of the broken trees. And they were wearing gold crowns and necklaces and earrings and other ornaments. And they bowed down before Krishna. And they started praising him and saying to him so many things. And after they spoke to him, then they went right up into the sky and they disappeared. Hearing this extraordinary story, the Vrajavasis, including Nanda, although filled with affection for their children, considered amongst themselves, this is nonsense talk of little children. Yet some of them were not so sure. Some of the men were in doubt, thinking how, since Krishna was predicted to be equal to Narayan, it might be possible that he just could have done it. Upon considering the idea that Krishna had some astonishing powers, their natural affection for him increased. Yet they never asked him directly to clear up their doubts, because out of affection for him, they considered him merely a small child. So gradually, all the people of Gokul, they all came together and gathered around Nanda, who sat with his son on his lap as the glorious ornament adorning his lap. Filled with embarrassment and sorrow, being unhappy because of separation from Krishna, and ashamed of having tied him up, Nanda's wife Yasoda did not come out of her room, neither did she talk to any of the ladies who came there to see her. Meanwhile, accompanied by musicians playing drums and cymbals and taking Krishna in his arms, Nanda went to the Jamuna for bathing. He arranged for the brahmanas to chant many auspicious mantras and give blessings to his son, and he gave great charity to the brahmanas, and then he brought Krishna home and accepted his meal. Rohini Devi, who knows how to solve all problems, took charge of the kitchen and arranged for the maidservants to serve the meal. Then, taking both Balaram and his own son with him, and accompanied by a musical arrangement, Nanda Baba and the boys engaged in affectionate, soft talk while enjoying their meal. Thereafter, along with his two boys, who were like spiritual bliss personified, Nanda rested for a few moments on his bed. And then, when the cows returned home, he took the two boys to the barn to supervise the milking. And in replacement for his mother's milk, Nanda gave Krishna and all his friends hot, sugared cow's milk, fresh from the cow's udder. And then Nanda Baba sat with his two sons and gave them a school lesson. He taught them writing on leaves. He taught them how to read and write some letters. And then, accompanied by the two boys, he returned to the palace to enjoy his evening meal. Desiring unbroken happiness for his son, the ladies came forward and made a request. Rohini Devi and the other intelligent women, the jewels of their families, approached Nanda Maharaj and respectfully said to him, "O Maharaj, Krishna's mother has not eaten anything, neither has she spoken to anyone. As she now acts, all the ladies act too. With a sad smile, Vraja's King Nanda then said, "What have we done after showing anger? One should regret one's fault." Then all the ladies tearfully said, "Alas, both within and without, she is very, very soft and delicate. The heated words you have spoken will make her wither away." Smiling slightly, Nanda asked his son, "Dear one, will you go now to your mother?" Krishna replied, "No. I will spend my time with you, Baba. Day and night, I will stay with you." The wives of Maharaj Nanda's elder brothers then ask little Krishna, "At whose breast do you want to drink?" Krishna replied, "I will drink warm cow's milk mixed with sugar." All the ladies then asked, "But with whom do you want to play?" Krishna replied, "I will play with my father and I will stay with my brother." Vraja's King Nanda then said, "Why will you not go to your brother's mother?" With tears of anger in his eyes, Krishna said, "No, I won't go to her. She abandoned me and went away." Hearing these words, weeping, Rohini Devi softly replied, "Son, why are you so hard and cruel? You bring your mother great suffering." Then Krishna, as if not hearing these words, he gazed with tears in his eyes at his father's face. With a gesture, Rohini signaled Balaram to come and bring Krishna to her. So Balaram went to Krishna and took him by the hand. But freeing himself from Balaram's hand, Krishna at once went and sat on the lap of his father and threw his arms around his neck and showered him with a great rain of tears. He made Nanda Baba completely under his spell. Seeing his father's loving gaze upon him, Krishna was overcome with affection. But Nanda also knows the strength of Krishna's love for his mother. And in order to evoke Krishna's affection, hidden behind his behind his rejection, Nanda Maharaj showed his raised hand and he said to Krishna, Shall I punish your mother? Unable to tolerate even this thought, Krishna grabbed his father's hand. No, 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 no. Again, smiling and thinking how Mother Yasoda has a kind and affectionate heart, Maharaj Nanda said, your mother does not eat, and she grieves loudly. If something not good were to happen to your mother, what would you do then? And he raised his hand to hint that perhaps Yasoda might die of grief. Maharaj Nanda spoke lightly to Krishna's anger. Now Krishna cannot restrain himself anymore. The great longing for his mother breaks through. With tears welling in his eyes and manifesting the nature of a small little boy, thirsting to be with her, Krishna suddenly cried out, where is my mother? Where is my mother? Where is my mother? Mother, I must go to her. In anxiety, he ran to Rohini and he climbed up on her lap. Where's my mother? Where's my mother? While everybody present was gently laughing, Rohini Devi delightedly took Krishna into the house and placed him in the lap of Yasoda. When Krishna tightly embraced his mother's neck, a slight glow appeared on her face, like a cow who fondles her calf. She gently touched his face and his chin, as a cow makes a soft sound, so did she. Her heart melting with a mother's love, she wept and wept and made everybody else weep also. Hearing the other lady's words of reassurance, beautiful-faced Yasoda became peaceful. And then, surrounded by all the well-wishing ladies and with Balaram at her side, little Krishna drank Yasoda's breast milk. He makes up for what was withdrawn from him in the early morning. And then, together with Krishna and Balaram, she sat down to take her meal, and all the other ladies were around them. For 3 days after this incident, being very reserved, Yasoda remained secluded. On the 4th day, however, at his father's command, little Krishna went to his mother and carefully grasped the edge of her sari and pulled her and pulled her and pulled her and led her into the presence of Nanda Maharaj. From that day on, all the ladies of Braj jokingly called Krishna by the name of Damodar, or he whose waist was bound by his mother's rope. Nanda, however, and the other elders were now deeply worried. They discussed and considered how so many unfortunate events were taking place, and whether or not Gokul was a safe place for Krishna and Balaram to reside. Several years before Krishna's appearance, they had all resided at Nandagram, and they thought perhaps it would be advisable to leave this place and go across the Jamuna to Vrindavan and then to Nandagram. And until the plan was to be executed, Nanda ordered Yasoda and Rohini to strictly supervise the two boys. He told them to carry them with them all the time, at all times, and not to let them out of their sight for even a moment. And thus, Krishna's beautiful, playful, Gokul butter-stealing would slowly come to an end, and a new chapter was about to begin. Balaram said to Krishna with anticipation, "Oh brother, do you remember? Do you remember that you said we would live in a big forest?" And Krishna said with a smile, "Oh yes, we will go there and play." By hearing this wonderful pastime, we take the dust of the pure, selfless love of Yasodamayi upon our heads. And we pray that she may give us the power to celebrate the month of Damodar properly, deeply, and give us the strength of remembrance of her exalted serving love. At this point, we complete our presentation, and we pray that you all and all of us may receive the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, of Giriraj, Govardhan, and of this beautiful Leela, that it may go deeply into your consciousness so that when you hear this pastime again, in a simple form, you can remember all these little details, beautiful little details, and that will make this pastime come to life and always be very, very special for all of you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
Namo. Please join me. Namo. Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya. Shri Mataji.
Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya
Hare Hare Haibo, Haibo, Haibo.
Hare Rama.
Louder if possible.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yes, I go.
Yeah.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram. Oh, oh.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram
Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And please, one last time, everybody, please. Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Bo, Hare Krishna. You're so enthusiastic and encouraging. Also, you, young man, Hare Krishna. Please take your seat. We are almost done. I'm just not done. We are not done, but yes. Please allow me to bring one thought to your attention. During these retreats, we have heard many encouraging words about praying, about the need to go deep. We have been encouraged to focus our attention. We had to do exercises where we try to come in contact with that part in us that is in Krishna consciousness, is interested. In one word, we were trying to become a better version of ourselves. Now, what if we are already perfect? And there is only the need to become who we are. Not the need to work and create something new. But perhaps only a need to open ourselves to what is already. A request that the veils, you understand, like a curtain, of Maya is lifted. Both approaches are correct. The approach where we try to work, to practice more sincerely, but also the other aspect where we just open ourselves up to what is already. Both is there. I would like in this last address for this evening, Prashanta is here, she will tell us how we will conduct the closing session. But for this evening, I would like to draw your attention to the many statements in the scriptures where it says, one who did Govardhan Parikrama certainly will see the Lord. Statements in the scriptures where it says that if one just smells Tulasi, one will develop attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord. There are many, many, many such statements which point at something where we don't have to work, but the Lord does everything and his agents. And I really think we should, especially we passionate Westerners who believe in working for something and then reaping or harvesting a result, we need to put our attention on this thing. The simple fact that you stayed for 7 days, was it 7 days? Seven full days at the side of Giriraj Govardhan,
very powerful. Some say he's Krishna. There are many statements in the scripture. He's Krishna. And there are other statements in the scripture. He is a servant of Krishna. He's both, like Lord Chaitanya is the Lord, but he is also in the role of a servant. Hmm? There are many, many, many. There's reason to celebrate the fact that you are the vessels or the receivers of a lot of grace that will manifest sooner or later. So just the fact that you stayed in the sweet atmosphere of Vrindavan, that you heard so much Krishna Katha, that you sang so many kirtans, that you moved your tired bodies one last time in the dancing for the pleasure of the Lord. Just this fact alone is perhaps the greatest benefit in your spiritual life. We are all fortunate. It was so wonderful to stay in your association. You made an old man dance. thank you very much. Prashanta will say, yes, here he is also. I have spotted the voice of the Govardhan retreat. But before that, Prashanta will give us an orientation of tomorrow's day. Hare Krishna, Prashanta.
Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Bom. So, this evening is the last time I get the good fortune to speak with all of you. Tomorrow will be the closing of the Govardhan retreat, and as such, the closing of the retreat season at the VIHG. So, the program will begin as usual at 5 o'clock in the morning, Mangalarti, followed by Japa. Tomorrow, a little extended japa until 7:30. And at 7:30, we will have Guru Puja. And, Krishna willing, Govardhan's blessings. Tomorrow's Guru Puja will be led by His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj. So this should wake you up and bring you here on time for Guru Puja. Right? Yes? No? 7:30. So, and then breakfast will be there at 8 o'clock. And the closing will take place in the forest. So at 9:30, we can gather with Kirtan and go on Harinam to the forest from 10 to 10:30. There will be Kirtan led by our Vishnu Prabhu. And then there will be the closing words by all our three revered teachers, Sachinandan Maharaj, Burijan Prabhu, and Jagatarini Mataji. All three of them will speak a little briefly. And the last part of the closing will be kirtan. Yes. We'll have at least 1 hour of kirtan at the hill. And during that time, we will also offer our final obeisances, prayers, and along with offerings of incense, flowers, in devotion to Giriraj for keeping us here and in his shelter for the last many, many days, actually. We don't even remember when we came here, right? So this is our program for tomorrow. And of course, there will be lunch, which will be served. So, yes, inviting all of you to take part in the program tomorrow with enthusiasm. Closings and openings are always very important. At the opening, we are meant to beg for the blessings, to be allowed to go through all the retreats program in a way that would be really beneficial for ourselves. And on the closing, we are also praying. It's a very important. Srila Sachidananda Maharaj always speaks of taking the retreat home. That on the last day, we should meditate on what has happened during the retreat, and we should gather some good intention, how to carry this forward. So tomorrow is the day to appeal for the mercy of Sri Govinda, Srimati Radharani, and Sri Giriraj Govardhan, and the mercy of our wonderful teachers. All right, so I'll close here.
Now our best man comes. We will request. I want to say, I thought this was good humor, but it is not. I want to request the voice of the Govardhan retreat. That's what it is. Well, that's what he is. Bhujan Prabhu is ready. He might this time levitate.
What should we do tonight? Okay. You ready? One, two, three. Bolo Girira!
Bolo Girira!
Bolo
Girira!
Jai! Jai! Hare Krishna. Oh, yes. Good night. Now you really have a good night.